Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The United States Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Jane Hartley, is accused of protecting Prince Harry from potential deportation in a new lawsuit, RadarOnline.com has learned. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, is suing the Department of Homeland Security to access Prince Harry's visa documents. Lawyers for the DHS have already issued a statement claiming that releasing the paperwork would be an unwarranted invasion of Prince Harry's privacy. Hartley, who was appointed by President Joe Biden, told Sky News that Harry wouldn't be deported even if he lied on his immigration documents. "It's not going to happen in the Biden administration," Hartley told the outlet. The statement prompted the Heritage Foundation to file their 100-page lawsuit, accusing Hartley of protecting the prince. Hartley spoke directly not only to the Duke of Sussex's current immigration status, but HRH's, Harry's, future immigration status as well, the filing reads. Niall Gardner, director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom, told the Daily Mail that Hartley's arrogant remarks on Prince Harry are an extraordinary intervention by a senior U.S. diplomat on an ongoing federal court case. "The Biden administration has gone to great lengths to protect Prince Harry and has even ruled out the possible deportation of the Duke of Sussex if he lied on his U.S. immigration application and violated U.S. immigration law," he continued. District Judge Carl Nichols is overseeing the case and has requested to review Prince Harry's visa documents to assess whether they should be made public. Donald Trump also chimed in, telling outlets, "We'll have to see if they know something about the drugs, and if he lied, they'll have to take appropriate action." In his bombshell memoir, Spare, Harry wrote about trying various drugs and psychedelics including cocaine, marijuana, and magic mushrooms. It's unclear, however, whether or not the father of two declared this on his visa application. Trump previously blasted the Biden administration for being too lenient with Harry, claiming the renegade royal wouldn't have the same treatment if he was in office. "I wouldn't protect him. He betrayed the Queen. That's unforgivable. He would be on his own if it was down to me," the former president told The Express. "I think they have been too gracious to him after what he has done."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.